Localizing the food production and supply process is one solution to prevent supply chain chaos. This World Food Day, which happened yesterday, Sunday, 16 October, the Why Meat Co. is encouraging Australians to support local food production and supply by buying local. So we'll have a yarn with Emma White on the line. Emma, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Emma?
Melbourne.
Thinking of you guys. Beautiful sunshine up here, but you've got a lot of weather down that way, a lot of wet weather.
Yeah, we certainly do have a lot of wet weather coming down this way as well.
And as I open up the conversation, they're talking about the recent disruptions to food supply. Well, weather is one of them, as well as COVID-19. Can you tell us about the current challenges faced by food production industry in Australia, please, Emma?
Yeah, as you mentioned just before, staff shortages, obviously due to COVID, is one massive challenge that local manufacturers and farmers are struggling with currently at the moment. And also the weather. We've experienced numerous extreme weather over the last couple of years, and I think those two combined has made it very difficult from a food production perspective.
So how does localised food production offer a solution to these disruptions?
Yeah, localising food production and the supply process offers a solution to these disruptions. I think farmers and other food providers can reap the economic benefit from localising the food supply chain with people purchasing, obviously, foods that are Australian-made or owned or actually buying product within season.
So why is keeping food production local important for Australian communities?
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits, obviously, to have food production here in Australia. One big one's obviously economically. Yes. We are, if we are producing products here in Australia, I think you're going to increase your employment opportunities.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. And what advice do you have for Aussies who want to buy local?
Yeah, just go to their local supermarket shelf and see Australian-made logo. I think the government itself has actually made that quite easy for consumers to easily identify products. Also, buying from your local supermarket.
Yeah, it's about supporting each other. Yeah, pardon the pun, but high tide rises all ships. We talk about the floods you guys are having there, but we need to support each other, get it together, don't we?
Oh, definitely. I think if one thing has taught us in COVID is to actually look locally. And, I mean, here in Melbourne, we had one of the hardest restrictions down here. And I think we've all re-evaluated our priorities by going local and supporting local manufacturers.
Yeah, for sure. So where can Australians go to find out more about supporting?
Yeah, just go into your local supermarket shelves, look for that Australian-owned and made manufacturing logo, and also having a look at the Buy Local website.
Exactly. Emma, well, thank you for sharing. Look, all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe. And we'll yarn soon, Emma.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. Adelia there, Emma White, food tech consultant and founder of Why Meat Co. And talking about local food production, the answer to current supply chain chaos. So need to support Australians, Australian companies, Australian product. So, yeah, when you do go shopping, looking down the aisles, look for the Australian marked products and let's keep it localised. That's the way we can support our own businesses.